Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Doug Loman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Deion James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Willie Lozado. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy O'Neill. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Whitaker moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. Romero moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lohman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundberg strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lozado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 1 in the game. Garbi strikes out. There goes Parrish. The throw from Sundberg and Parrish is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Tigers won, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozado strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0 for 2 in the game. Loman hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tom Tellman now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Barbaro Garby. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Caldwell now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Willie Lozado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozado is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozado strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 0-for-3 in the game. Loman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Brouhard pinch hits for Deion James. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sundberg strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.